You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Hannah Evans is a 17-year-old artist who's already had 3 solo exhibitions and is the youngest professional member of the Scottish Artists Union. She's neurodivergent, visually impaired, and has communication difficulties, but loves expressing herself through her art. We join her and her mum Carol here today at her 4th solo exhibition named My Colour Expression, which is on at Cass Art in Glasgow. So Hannah, can you tell us about your art?
I like it and it's inspired by other artists, and my papa used to do it with me before he passed away.
How does art make you feel?
Happy, excited, independent, amazing.
When you paint, what do you see? Do you see the same as other people?
Different.
And do you find that your eyesight can be a problem normally?
Yes, and then bolder colours make it better.
And do you think you see the colour differently from other
people? Yes, slightly differently. I do.
So do you feel you need lots of colour contrast when you do your paintings?
Yes.
And when you see someone's painting, and you get an idea and you replicate it, do you have pictures in your head of what you want to produce, or does it just come out your hands?
Come out my hands straight away.
And you get surprised by what you produce?
Yes.
Do you believe that this exhibition's yours?
Yes.
Did you at first?
No.
Are you pleased with your exhibition?
Yes.
And are there any favourite pictures that you have?
Scottish Queen's Fairy. Scarlet Going Out. Poppy.
And Summer Meadow,
and
did you
see? And Summer Meadow.
And what is it about?
The colours, and it's bold, and I can see it, and it stands out.
And who? Which is the artist that inspired Starry
Van
Starry?
Van Gogh.
And Annette's Tree, who's the artist that inspired that?
Annette
Edgar?
Yes.
Who inspired all your River series?
Anish Kapoor.
And if you were to say to somebody something about your exhibition to encourage them to come, what would you say?
Come on in. It's a pleasure. I will make you happy by looking at my art.
What do you think for the future?
My exhibitions.
More exhibitions?
Yes.
And how would you describe yourself as an artist?
Yes.
And how long have you been describing yourself as an artist?
A long time.
You've been describing yourself as an artist since you were 3 years
old. Until 17.
And what school do you go to?
Seagabank in Liverston, which is a disability school. And I enjoy it there so much.
But do you do art at school?
No.
Who does art with you?
Gran and Mummy and Papa.
And is it all your own work?
Yes, by myself, not at school.
Yes. We sit with you, but your work's all your own.
Yeah.
As Hannah was discussing her artwork with people in the exhibition space, I talked to Carol to learn about how Hannah's visual impairment influences the art that she creates.
So, Carol, how does it feel for you to have this amazing collection of Hannah's art here and have so many people celebrating her work?
Immensely proud, excited, can't quite believe it. Very emotional too, because this is sort of came about through my dad's inspiration, and then sadly he passed away and passed the mantle to me unwittingly, but we didn't know he was going to die the next day. So this is also a memorial exhibition to him, but I feel his presence and her presence is here. So I just am so proud of her, so excited at what this could open up in terms of opportunities, and that's what we're really hoping. Has her art got legs? Can this be something she can do in the future? Because with any child with additional needs, as a parent, you're always looking for the next thing, the thing that they can do, the thing that they can own, and they need help with that. Like other people who don't maybe have additional needs don't need so much help with that. So I really want people to come and see her exhibition and get the joy. I think the paintings say joy. I think the space says joy, and come along. And we're very thankful to Cass Art, Thelma, the WeHub, Kathy, and all the people that have helped us along the way as well.
Hannah mentioned a few ways that the bright colours and the high contrast help her express herself and make the art. Are there any other elements of her art making that are kind of linked to her visual impairment?
Yeah, so Hannah's got a very rare visual impairment. She's got Drusen's, which is like windscreen wiper fogs. She's also got the usual very long sightedness, and she's got bilateral congenital cataracts, which means she's on the visual impairment register. However, we don't know what Hannah sees, but we think that this actually gives her art the real quality that it's got because of the Drusen's and the fogging. There's an out-of-focusness to some of her work that with a normal eyesight you could not capture, and we think that that brings a real unusual quirky quality to it. But also the fact her sheer use of colour I think is driven by the way she sees the world, and I think she sees the world differently. So she has a series of photography, very very different take on photography and microscope art that you see in this exhibition here, as a result I think very much of her visual impairment.
It is really striking. It's like you say, so joyful, and there's such a range of art styles, like the paint splatters thrown at the wall and some landscapes.
There's at least 9 or 10 mediums, because we've from microscope to photography to rivers of paint, mixed media, watercolour, acrylics, alcohol inks, drip paintings, collage, and not shown here but in other exhibitions, jewellery, sculpture.
And when is the exhibition on until?
It's on until the 4th of March. We take it down on the 4th of March. It's open all week, essentially 10 till 6 all week, and Hannah will be here both Saturday and Sunday on the 2nd and 3rd of March to talk to people personally, and I'll be here to talk to people on the Wednesday and Monday afternoons.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Carol Evans and Hannah Evans, for talking to us at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.